the gist. It's been 6 years since long COVID appeared on the scene. With tens of millions affected, long COVID is a major disease, and we would expect dozens of major trials to be underway. That hasn't happened yet. Long COVID is still too new, and we probably don't understand it well enough for the major pharmaceutical companies to get involved. Long COVID has, however, had 10 Tier 1 clinical trials published. These are clinical trials that are large enough, usually containing hundreds of patients, and have been done rigorously enough, placebo-controlled, randomized trials, that we can have some confidence in their results. Of the 10, only two were successful: a fluvoxamine and a probiotic-prebiotic trial. And they were modest successes. See the blog for the list. While we only have 10 large or largish trials, the results are telling some things. They include short-term antivirals, Paxlovid and metformin, are a bust. Either several antivirals need to be bundled together, one projected trial is hopefully underway, and or they need to be given for much longer periods. And what prevents long COVID doesn't necessarily treat it. Both metformin and Paxlovid had some success in preventing long COVID, but both failed to treat it because by the time you get to long COVID, things have drastically changed. In contrast to the cytokine storms and rampant viral replication found in COVID-19, viral replication is probably very low. The immune system is probably more exhausted than activated, and other problems, such as blood vessel damage, blood clots, central sensitization, autoimmunity, EBV reactivation, are now present. Broader-based treatments are probably more effective. It was notable that every treatment that focused on a narrow part of long COVID, such as Paxlovid, Ivabradine, Timelamab, CoQ10, failed, while two treatments, fluvoxamine and prebiotic and probiotics, that hit several factors, had at least modest results. Gut microbiome manipulation can help. While the improvements in fatigue and cognition after 6 months of a prebiotic-probiotic regimen, CBLOG, were modest, they were still evident. The ability of the combination to move the needle on key deficits in the long COVID microbiome, short-chain fatty acids, butyrate, acetate, which also show up in ME/CFS and fibromyalgia, was impressive. Drug companies conduct long COVID trials at their peril. One drug company thought it had all its ducks in a row. It had identified a target, enrolled patients with that target, and hit them with the right drug. And the trial failed miserably. The company is now laying off employees en masse. Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS, is more than about increased heart rates. Given how commonly ivabradine is used to treat POTS, the failure of the big RECOVER initiative trial to improve symptoms must have raised eyebrows. This is the first major trial to assess this drug, though, and it failed. Like other orthostatic intolerance diseases, POTS is probably more a disease of reduced blood flows to the brain than anything else. The fluvoxamine surprise. The positive effects of fluvoxamine were modest, but they were there. The fact that fluvoxamine is a potent sigma-1 receptor, or S1R, inhibitor that can affect several factors, such as mast cells, endoplasmic reticulum stress, the unfolded protein response, inflammatory cytokine signaling, and EBV reactivation, it potentially points to the FIASMA class of drugs, a novel immunomodulatory strategy for ME/CFS, but not long COVID. Something different may be going on in ME/CFS, and that is the subject of the next blog. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point in the text version of the gist, you'll see a link where you can choose to donate one time or set something up monthly. Thanks for listening.